looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Hello, this is Matt Schlick from the Matt Schlick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
So, like, wow, like, we just got off, you know, just a wonderful Christian Car Guy show where people were showing how thankful they were for stuff that was going on this year. I was just blessed, you know, as my producer was blessed. And so as I'm thinking about that, I'm like, wow, I've been excited about this particular show from a couple different angles for so long. And I am so thankful for what God is doing in the areas that we are going to be talking about today, that probably for the first time in I don't know how many years, I'm not going to do a riddle, because I want you to be able to enjoy what all is going on. And I want to have I want you to be involved, just like you were so wonderfully involved in the Christian Car Guy show a few minutes ago, and call in, because this topic is like on everybody's heart and everybody's mind. So first up, you know, we have Pastors Jay Stewart and Derek Hawkins. Is that not a great name? I just think Derek Hawkins, man, it's awesome. But their book is called Welded, and it's Forming Racial Bonds That Last. Like, these guys are pastors. And the short, they'll share a little bit of their story, but, you know, clearly one's black and one's white. I mean, that's it, but they're welded. And to meet these guys, you would see that they are, in fact, welded. And so how do we cross this racial barrier, especially in the most segregated, you know, place of America, which is in our churches? And so along those lines, you kind of wonder about these things. You've got questions for these guys who are living it in real time. Call us 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So Pastor Jay, I better call him by name, because he's got three different pastors today, so I just can't use that. But Jay, maybe just introduce a little bit about, you know, how you and Derek got welded.
Yeah, first of all, Robbie, thank you so much for having us on today to be able to share what God is doing in us and through us, which is amazing, his timing in the midst of so much division and anger and confusion in our nation, that we have the great privilege of releasing our book this week. It just came out this week and is just getting incredible reviews. But I appreciate you having us on. I was born and raised in the Deep South in the 60s and have been pastoring and in ministry for almost four decades. But back in 2014, God allowed me to meet an incredible guy named Derek Hawkins. And God began forming a relationship between us that was just absolutely fueled by the Holy Spirit. And we had no idea where it would lead. We just knew it was a kingdom thing, that we were to be connected. We didn't know there was a merger coming. We didn't know there was a book coming. We didn't know there was a story that would go to the nation. But God knew all of that in 2014 when he had our paths cross. And it's been amazing what has happened over the last 6 years.
Yeah, and if you're not excited yet, let me just tell you, we got Derek as well. So, Derek, from your perspective.
Well, Robbie, thank you so much for having us on the show today, man. It's such a privilege and an honor to be here, to be able to share our story. Pastor Jay Stewart is a hero in the faith. There's a few of those people that you meet in your lifetime, and they just make things better for everybody else that they come in contact with. His leadership, his vision, more important than that, just his family and just the way that he leads and builds others. So I met Pastor Jay back in 2014 on a whim. I actually went to take my daughter to get her hair done on a Saturday morning. I typically rest on a Saturday morning, but my wife asked me to do something that I didn't really want to leave the comforts of my couch that day, but I did, and she's not listening today, so I can talk about it a little bit more. So
I think she's calling in.
She might be, yeah, that might be her, so just don't pick it up. But I did that and began to drop my daughter off downtown in Salisbury, North Carolina, and Pastor Jay had planted a campus in my hometown. I was born and raised in Salisbury, North Carolina, called The Refuge, of course. I'm taking over a church in Greensboro, North Carolina, called the House of Refuge Deliverance Ministries. How ironic is the name? And so I'm walking, take my daughter. I'm like, I got to find something to do to kind of, you know, blow this time away. So I take off walking up the street, few blocks away, and I see this huge red sign that says The Refuge. I'm like, I'm blown away by the sign. I got to figure this out. I take out my phone and I put the number in, except when I call, I call maybe a few days. It was a Saturday when I took, I call on a Monday. I call on a Monday, but it doesn't lead me to the Salisbury campus. It actually leads me just right outside of Charlotte and Concord, Kannapolis area. And what happens is they pick up the phone. The receptionist picks up the phone and they say, set me up with a graphic designer. His name is Marcelo. And I go in, I meet with him, and he said, you need to meet Pastor Jay Stewart. He's an apostolic father. I think you need to meet him. He eventually invited me back a few weeks later to a service, and Benning Leapsher was there preaching on revival. And I never forget, Rob, the feeling that I had when I drove home that day. The presence of God ensued my car. And man, I was literally in tears as I left. I never felt the presence of God. To be honest, that was my actual first experience since I was maybe like 12 years old in a white church. And so just seeing that, but this was totally different. Well, I meet Pastor Jay in the concourse area. He's going on sabbatical the next month. And he says, if you get in contact with me, I'll meet with you. And he was a man of his word. I was a man of my word. I reached out to him, I think the same week, but he responded when he came back. And we begin to meet over the course of the next year and a half. And God has blessed our life. And like Pastor Jay said, we never saw this. It was God's better narrative that he was writing through our stories.
Wow. I mean, like, wow. But I love the name of the book, just being a car guy, you know. And I don't know if you ever welded, but I have, poorly. By they used to ask me, Robbie, did a bird come by here and drop all this stuff that's supposed to be here?
I love it.
But let me just share with you that in order to weld, it takes a lot of heat.
Yeah.
And I actually have welded with silver, and the guy even told me, I remember well, that in order to know if the silver was hot enough to draw the bead that you need in order to weld it, you needed to be able to see yourself in it.
Wow.
And so...
Man,
that's powerful.
What a parallel. Wow.
Yeah, when you think that, that actually Jesus has welded us like to him, but in order to really reflect that...
Yeah.
In order to reflect that, like, wow, can we, you know, be welded like this? It's just a beautiful title, and I think that of the journey. But again, I don't want people to miss this opportunity. So, yeah, you can hear these guys' hearts, and this is a live show, okay? And so I know that you struggle right here, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. My son played... Actually, Division I basketball, UNCG.
Awesome.
And so when we were in high school, you know, we played on all these teams, and one of the teams he played on was the Light Disciples or something out of Greensboro. It was an all-black team, and it was out of a church out of Greensboro.
Wow.
They were an awesome team. We went to the national championship, but we got invited to their church.
Wow. Go ahead.
Come on, brother. Let's go. And so, you know, here I am, you know, you know, obviously couldn't be more white and the only ones walking into this church in downtown Greensboro. And I felt the segregation for the first time. However, I've completely felt the love.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt the worship and I sensed, like you had talked about, Derek, that God was clearly there.
Right.
So you can't help but come away with the question, what is going on? I mean, why is it that this is so clearly, like, it was uncomfortable, I'll right. completely admit. When
absolutely.
I walked in there like, oh, man, you
different.
Know? But if you want to feel loved, by the way,
man,
you know, just walk into one of those churches.
Wow.
They're not going to say, what are you doing in here, Whitey? Are they?
No. No, man. Right, man, you just hit the nail on the head. And I think Dr. Martin Luther King says this. He says one of the most segregated hour in America is 11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday mornings. And so we can unpack that later on.
So we haven't even gotten to my other pastor friend who's here today to unload his bundle. I mean, God is really good this particular Thanksgiving week here. And so you just got to stay tuned. We got so much more coming up, and please call. I know you've had an experience. We'd love to know your thoughts. 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we are just blessed and honored to have with us Pastor Jay Stewart and Derek Hawkins with their new book, Welded, Forming Racial Bonds That Last, as well as my good friend Matt Willis, who we haven't heard from yet, but we're going to hear from him right now. And he's trying to get his friend on because he's got this huge, and Matt always, talk about somebody who's always had a heart to share the gospel across the world. He's the missions pastor at Calvary Baptist Church. And Matt, you guys have got a big deal coming on, the four fields of kingdom growth.
Yeah, that's right. So next weekend, November 28th and 29th, you can get more information at calvarynow.com/missions. One of the greatest missionaries in the world today is going to come to Winston-Salem next weekend. So his name is Nathan Shank, a friend of mine, because we were missionaries together in the same city in South Asia for a few years, and he really shifted my paradigm. And the four fields of kingdom growth is some material that he's created that really helps you to get a new perspective. It's really for people who are discontent with the status quo, you know, that has a vision that's bigger than themselves. It really simplifies ways that we can get involved in God's kingdom. So that's going to be Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m. In fact, when you go to the website, there's one thing you won't see. So this is a little, you know, added value to listening to the radio, you know, today, is that if you're a pastor or a missionary or someone like that, full-time active in ministry, there's going to be a leadership session, Iron on Iron, from 10 to 4 this coming Saturday with Nathan. So he is awesome at leadership development. The iron on iron just comes from that verse in Proverbs, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And so there's that. He's going to preach at Calvary Baptist Church in Winston-Salem on Sunday morning, and then there will be an event right after church as well about engaging South Asia, which is 1.7 billion people in the world today.
Just a few. And in different times with different, you know, situations. But again, you know, we're going to hopefully have Nathan on here shortly. We've got that set up. But right now we got a caller that's for Derek and for Pastor Jay, which, by the way, I may have mentioned it, that they have the honor of being Nikita Koloff's pastor. And you know, one of the neat things God has done in my life is Nikita's show comes on now called Man Up at 12:30. And you can see the effect that all these men have had on each, and the hearts that they have for God, and what God is doing through these ministries. Absolutely phenomenal. So, Che in Durham, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Oh, yes, Robbie. Yes, I can help that. To give a chance to share my thoughts. This is a very passionate topic for me. As you know, that I am an Asian American and immigrated when I was, young adult. And I also have grandchildren who are biracial. And so is very passionate. And but as I am relating this as a Christian and as a in this is a very topic that most people try to avoid. I think that's the first place that we need to start in order to bring about some reconciliation, healing, and also better understanding all different races, not just between black and white. My understanding is that I had lived through the racial tension is not just between black and white. It's among many different races, among different, many different religions. Even this triangle area, I happen to live in Durham, it is the most diverse ethnic areas. Me speaking from personal experience, in light of this also COVID thing, obviously people have the stereotype of the perception to Asian. I don't know if you know about, there has been incredible number of cases that the attack went against the Asian American all part of this year.
Oh, wow. Jay, just kind of jump in there. So are you telling me, and I'm just trying to understand what you're saying, that some people blame Asian people for COVID?
Oh, Robbie, I am surprised you didn't know this. This has not been well publicized, although there has been a broad tension from Fox News. And when President Trump mentioned about this in all part of, yes, it has been so pervasive in terms of literally attacking physically, so those situations happen many times. Now, those are the situations that, of course, I tune into, so I have more story. My personal experience has been also many insults has been against me. I am a professional nurse.
I hate to interrupt you. I really do, and I know it's kind of rude, but it would be helpful. I know for everybody to kind of understand. So yes, you're saying is, if I'm hearing you right, that not only are people right judging you because you're Asian, but in some way, shape, or form, they're insulting you and feeling like somehow you personally are responsible for COVID.
Oh yes. Well, I stared with the insult three times in the public. A lady literally came from my face, letting up her sanity, tell me to get out of this country.
Tell you and to get out of this? Are you serious? So I hate to jump in here, but we're trying
Those is one of the situations. Even as a nurse, there are patients who would say, "I don't want an Asian nurse. I don't want a Chinese nurse."
Are
when
you
they
serious?
Don't even know. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, those were Asian people had to deal with in our special older part of this year. Point is, Robbie, people need to talk these things openly.
Oh, yeah, because I can assure you, Jay, that had you not made this call, I never would have guessed in a million years that this is going on, Pastor.
Yeah, I would love to jump in. Thank you for calling in. And first of all, let me just say one of my daughters is a nurse, and I just want to thank you for your service as a nurse here in our nation. You know, we talk about in our book, Jane, that one of the prerequisites for revival is unity. And the enemy is constantly at work to try to divide us, because what's at stake is what I believe is one of the greatest moves of God that we've ever seen in our nation. And ironically, after slavery was abolished in America and black people in America could not get business and could not start businesses, it was the Asians that were in America that stepped up to help the black people get their start. And now, unfortunately, we see tension between blacks and Asians in America through the protests and the riots. There was a lot of tension there. But I'm so sad to hear that you've been personally attacked. That's not what our nation is about, and it's certainly not what the kingdom is about. But here's my encouragement for you today. The priority of Jesus, the last thing that he prayed before going to the cross in John 17 was for unity. And here's what we've been challenging people to do, Jane. Ask the Lord to allow you to be the fulfillment of the prayer that Jesus prayed. And even in the midst of the attacks that you're being subject to, God wants to use you as a shining example of what it means the scripture that says love covers a multitude of sins. Let the love of Jesus flow through you in the midst of this, and I promise you, it will stand out and will be on full display because God's looking for people just like you who will carry his heart for others.
Yeah, and I know Chay enough to know that she will do that very thing. Thank you, Chay. As always, you bless me. You bless me. Thank you for calling today. That is so awesome.
Thank you. I want to say that the pastor started to talk on the pulpit. I think pastor has to, the leadership has to start to speak in order for people to engage in this kind of a very sensitive topic.
I agree.
Jay, yes, can I say one more thing? Here's what I want to encourage you to do. Get two copies of our book and give one to someone who looks different than you.
There you go. God bless you, Chay. Yeah, have a great, great Thanksgiving.
Thank
I'm so glad you called. All right. Well, good news. We have Nathan Schrank with us. Who, and by the way, so you have a view, something that you've experienced along these racial tensions, or something that you feel, or you got a question for Derek or for Pastor Jay. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. So, Nathan, so glad that you are with us now. And Matt, what would you lead Nathan to share with us?
Well, Nathan has made more of an impact on my life than anyone outside of my own family. So I think highly of him, and I'm glad to call him friend. But I would love for him to share some of his vision, because he is in a rare position to be able to see the whole world and to see where God's at work, and just to have a God-sized vision. So Nathan, love for you to share.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. What a privilege it is to join today. Thank you for this opportunity. And I just say the same about Matt Willis. For those of you who know, whether it's Calvary Baptist Church or, for that matter, the Willis family, all the way back to Matt's grandfather, the way we benefited from documents and curriculum like Master Life. I remember being just a child and learning from Avery Willis's writing in the mid-'80s. And so it's a privilege to not only join your call today, but to be introduced by a brother like Matt. Thank you for that, Matt. And I would just offer to your listeners today the chance to join us in the prayer for laborers. You know, we have that in Luke chapter 10, verse number 2, where Jesus was mobilizing, organizing, and sending his own disciples out two by two for the sake of engaging villages, towns in the province of Galilee. And the first instruction, in fact, the imperative that's there in Jesus' instruction, because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, they are to pray and ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers.
Oh, I hate to jump in on you, Nathan. That's an amazing verse, and yes, we need to be praying for that. There's certainly a big field out there. So we got a lot more Kingdom Pursuits coming with Nathan, and you can hear all this other stuff, but we need to hear you, because your questions are what's impactful to us. 866-348-7888. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. We certainly have poster children for that today, as we have Pastor Derek and Pastor Jay with their book, Welded, you know, on racial reconciliation. And wow, I mean, this is really an opportunity for you to engage in something I know we're all feeling. And like Jay described, you know, it's not so easy to talk about, but I wish you'd be courageous, or I shouldn't say, I'm praying people will be courageous in calling and share what they're really experiencing. And let's talk about it around the table, as my friend Matt just described that. In fact, why don't you tell us that quote? It was great.
Thinking about Revelation 7, 9, and 10, that there's going to be a people from every nation, tribe, people, and language saved in heaven worshiping God, that since we're going to stand before God's throne together forever, we need to sit around the table together now.
Right. So along those ideas of sitting around the table, I have Amy Cabo, who is the host of The Cure, that's coming on. And just in your own household, let me just say, there's prejudice that goes on. You may not be aware of that, but this Thanksgiving, I'll bet you have this uncle that you're not too thrilled about sitting around the table with. And so, I have one. anyway, Amy, your show is going to be about relationships, right? Perfect timing for what you guys are doing today, right? Today at 1 on the Cure.
Yes, nothing can be more important than establishing good relationships and promoting effective communication. Most of life depends on healthy relationships, and we will be examining all types of relationships, such as work, personal, and spiritual. For example, my sanity depends on my relationship with God, and moving forward can depend on how we relate to ourselves. So we will have Corinne LaFont joining us from Trinidad.
Yeah, and this show, you know, Amy is a dear friend, and you know, this is a real show where you can call in and share what you're really thinking about this, and you're going to have, you know, Cora there to talk to. So same number, 866-348-7884. Get ready at 1 o'clock for Amy. Thank you so much for all you do, Amy. God bless you.
Thank you, Robbie, and God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. So, Pastor Derek, right? Because
yeah.
Today's church, right? Because you guys are welded.
Right.
Can you kind of describe that for me? And do you actually feel like there are people beginning to get a grip on worshiping with each other, white people and black people, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I share my first experience. We've been doing a lot of interviews, and the first time that I listened to K-Love, it was a eye-opening, ear-opening experience for me, and I had to get adjusted. And I think what happens is when we focus on the narrative, the false narrative that the media creates, it will make you feel as though unity is not possible or that unity is not happening. And so I thank God for the story that Pastor Jay and I have been able to share, because what happens is it takes you into our lives, personal upbringings, and then inside of our congregations to let you know the struggles behind what we faced. And I believe that there are challenges, but I think it's more things that we agree upon that we actually separate us. And we always talk about this, focusing on the positives instead of the negatives. Listen, it's amazing. We can go to Starbucks and drink Starbucks together. We can go to Krispy Kreme and get a donut together, but we can't come inside of our sanctuaries and worship together. And there's so many things this man and I have in common. And so our worship together, we believe in the Word of God. He's a phenomenal preacher. The worship has been, I found the presence of God in worship, contemporary CCM worship, traditional African-American worship, and we mix those together. And what we've done is our worship team goes down once a month to lead at our main campus. We have teaching and preaching. We sermon prep together, and we just wrote a book together. So we do life together. What I will challenge anybody that's listening is that I want you to challenge, and Matt said this earlier, is finding someone. Don't force it. Let the Holy Spirit create it. It's our job, according to Ephesians 4:3, to make every effort to protect unity. And so I think our job is to protect and preserve unity. And I think that when we do that, we'll be able to share the narrative. More people will see that it's actually possible. Hey, it's going to take a little bit of work, might take a little bit of time. You might feel a little bit uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, we're all going towards the same goal. And I believe that we're going to get there. And we're actually a lot further than what people might actually think that we are.
Yeah. And when I think about this, Matt, you know, it's really no coincidence, I don't think, that God picked you for this particular show, because Jay's comments just blew me away. But you have a different view, having been around Asian people and worshiping with Asian people, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Spent time in East Asia and then lived in South Asia for 7 years as well. So I also know what it's like to be the minority, you know, and so see the tables kind of flipped, you know, as well. So have great compassion, you know, for all people.
And so cool. You guys, and Nathan and you met apparently down in South Asia, right?
That's correct. And I think Nathan's still on the call.
He definitely is. And that's where I was leading is, yeah. You know, I'm interested in Nathan's view. He came in, you know, at this point in the conversation. I know he missed out on some of the beginning, but, you know, clearly, you know, he's there trying to sit around the table with people that are not like him.
Yeah, that's right. And he's done a great job empowering local believers throughout South Asia. I think one of the things that we do in ministry sometimes is we think about what can I do? But if we have a bigger God-sized vision, it asks the question, wig take, what's it going to take? What is it going to take? And in a place like South Asia, where there's over a billion people, you realize, I can't be the plan. I can't be the center of the strategy. I need to see where God's already at work and join him and equip local believers to be sowing the seed and making disciples.
So, Nathan, take us in. Apparently, we need that, you know, what you've learned. So take us in a little bit to what you're going to be teaching on Saturday.
Well, we are going to take up that same task of engaging the ethne, the biblical word that is often translated Gentiles. And it's describing how, in that training, we can cross social, linguistic, even ethnic barriers for the sake of the gospel. And as Matt said a minute ago, it is really in pursuit of that day in eternity when we'll be gathered from every nation, tribe, people, and language in worship and service to the King. How then do we engage? How do we cross barriers of language and of ethnic or social division with the truth of the gospel? Like where the gospel seed is sown, how do we make disciples of those that God calls to respond? And as disciples are made, how do we actually form a church consistent with the Lord's expectation, consistent with the reality, the eschatological reality that every nation, tribe, people, and language are being made again to be one people under the lordship of Christ. That's our intention over the weekend with Matt. And Lord willing, that's where we've dedicated our lives in service in South Asia.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I know that if God's tucking on your heart, like, wow, I need to understand more about these. You heard the cry of Che's heart, and you couldn't help but note that there's work that needs to be done, and just sharing that, you know, hey, you know, love one another. It does have this really broad concept to it, right, Pastor?
It does. It's easy to say that. It's a little different story to walk it out and to live it out, but it is the heart of the Lord. And God is calling for us, especially in these last days, to learn how to sit at the table, like Matt was saying earlier. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely imperative to what God wants to do in the earth right now. One of the things that Derek and I have learned in this whole last 6 years is that it's so important that we seek to understand more than we seek to be understood. Oftentimes we come to the table and we have an agenda, and we want to make sure that our opinion is heard, or that our agenda is achieved. And really, when we come to the table, we have to lay that down and say, I want to walk away from this conversation with more understanding of that person than I do making sure that they understand what I'm going through, or who I am, or what my opinions are. And when we
all right,
do
now
that,
you stopped preaching and started meddling right here.
I like to stomp on toes if I can. But we'll come back.
I resemble that remark.
I'd like
definitely
to stomp
do.
Some
like,
more toes.
I was supposed to be getting other people's. That is so beautiful. I just love that. So, wow, this is your opportunity to call in with your view on all this stuff. How fun is that? 866-348-7884. We only have a short section left to go in this show, so we need your calls. And don't forget all the stuff at Kingdom Pursuits, the conference, their books, all that stuff right there. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And, wow, I hope you've enjoyed this show as much as I have, because I just love to see what God does. He just lines up things and brings them there for things that I can know that he's doing in his kingdom. And things, people that are being hurt that I had no idea, that all that was going on. But, this is an amazing resource, and for such a time as this, Pastor, share with us the resources, how people, of course, we've got it at kingdompursuits.com. You can go right there on Amazon and order it, but you've got a website, and clearly, you know, this opportunity to engage your church in the narrative, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage people, you can order the book for your church, for leaders. There's a small group curriculum coming out with the book as well. You can go to weldedbook.com or absolutely go to Amazon. Order the book, and we've just encouraged people, first of all, order two copies, like I said earlier. Give one to someone who looks different than you. But for pastors, leaders, even business owners, this is a great tool in the corporate world, great tool in your business, and a great tool in your church.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and very cool. It has their picture on the front, so you get a picture. And if you got, you know, I just feel blessed because I sat through the interview where these guys were talking to Nikita, and so to see that this is more than what they're just saying, this is a real friendship here, and to really see that, wow, if I begin to walk into this truth, that it God is going to bless it, like.
That's right.
You're going to have a blast.
Yeah, it's Psalm 133, because where we dwell together in unity, that's the place the Lord commands his blessing.
There you go. And Matt, you guys?
Yeah, there's a way that people could follow up as well, because we're inviting people not just to an event, though they could learn more about that at calvarynow.com/missions, but really inviting people into a movement and a paradigm. So there's a few other websites, if they could write down quickly, or we can put it up on the website as well. NoPlaceLeft.net. Is a great place to be able to get some resources, training videos with people like Nathan that are already recorded if you can't make it to the events this next weekend. Movements.net is a podcast with Steve Addison, where Nathan and other like-minded people are on there. And then imb.org is a place where people could go to find out more how they could pray, give, go to the nations, because Nathan is actually the IMB International Mission Board affinity leader for all of South Asia.
All right, so, you know, inquiring minds just got to know, Matt. So what are the four fields?
The four fields.
Let's see if he hasn't memorized this, a test.
It's okay. it's entry, evangelism, discipleship, and then church formation. And then there's actually a fifth part, if you see the picture there on the website. The flywheel there in the center is leadership development and multiplication.
Yeah, and I love that word, discipleship. You know, it's obviously what the Great Commission is, but it's so much more than that, that... You know, as we get a chance to share on the Truth Network, you know, something that you heard today lit up your switch, you know, like, man, oh, I hadn't thought about it. Like, you know, really. And to go share what God's teaching you, obviously then can light somebody else's fire, which lights somebody else's fire. And so you see these people in South Asia, or you see people in churches that go, yeah, I would really like to go into a church like that.
Well, and one thing that I mentioned earlier is vision, how important end vision is, God's vision. And I think one of the challenges that the church has, the Big C church has today, is we've lost the vision for the open fields. To repeat the process, once we got church, usually the vision just becomes, let's make it bigger and better. But we have to re-enter the empty fields. That my best scripture that is in my mind for COVID right now is, open your eyes and look at the fields. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes, look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. And that's Jesus saying, don't wait a few months later.
You guys didn't wait on your book, Derek, until, like, you know, after COVID. I mean, that would be the time to release, right?
No. I think this is the timing of the Lord. And here's the thing that I will love to share, that racial reconciliation and unity is not just a good idea. It's God's vision. And so that's God's vision for the earth, for our churches, for our lives, is to live out that reality. And the reason that the Lord allowed us to release the book in this time is because there's so much division and chaos. And what better narrative to tell the story of God bringing racial ethnicities together through the gospel, even what Matt is doing, what Pastor Jay and I are doing, so many other people like you, Robbie, who's given us an opportunity to be able to share our stories across the globe, and people who are watching and listening all across North Carolina and South Carolina. We just want to say thank you for allowing us the opportunity. Do us a favor today and go purchase the book. You can get the ebook immediately today. You can download it today if you want to do that. Or you can go also and order the book on Amazon right now. We would appreciate your support. I guarantee it's going to bless your life and it's going to impact you in a major way.
So this Thanksgiving is you're going to be sitting around the table. I'm just saying. And you may be a parent like I am. And I don't know if it's like this in your house, but I've been in the Dillmore house enough times to know that likely two of my kids are going to disagree on something, especially politically. As they're older. And I think about the joy in my heart when I see unity between them, where all of a sudden their love for one another is so much more important to them than what they believe about the things. And just think what the Father himself, when he sees this situation of churches coming together, worshiping together, people coming together, loving on Asian people, whatever that may look like, oh my goodness, this is our opportunity. But we need to understand, we need to dig into the culture and see kind of what those obstacles are. You can find out about those in the book. It's called Welded. Of course, it's at kingdompursuits.com. or, man, have fun. Go to that conference with Nathan. Obviously, this is a world-renowned teacher, and it's going to be an opportunity for you to come there this Saturday at Calvary West. It's all there at kingdompursuits.com. Now stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging prayer. I'm telling you, it's a good one with James Banks. It's on Thanksgiving. I'll give you a hint. It's awesome. And then followed by Masculine Journey starts here now. Then Nikita with It's Time to Man Up. So, man, you got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Oh, and then The Cure at one. Oh, my goodness.
This is the Truth Network.